The first step is that even though the agreement was agreed to by the member states who were there, it has to be brought to formal signature because it's a treaty. So it will happen here in New York on the 22nd of April. Secretary General has invited heads of states and government to come, and we expect a large number of heads of states and government to be here and sign this document. And that will then allow for the formal ratification and then entry into force of this agreement. So that's the formal process. But even more important than that is to actually start doing, reducing emissions, adapting to climate change. And we can't wait until 2020 when this agreement is supposed to enter into force. We have to start doing it now. I've just spent 2 days working with investors who are doing exactly that. They're already thinking about their plans for renewable energy development and other plans like that.
Now, a month and a half has passed since the Paris Agreement. Does the average citizen in Nepal or Burkina Faso know that there is a global climate change agreement?
That's a very interesting question. Why specifically those countries? Does the average citizen in Germany and the United States know that either? I don't think they do. I think that many have heard the news in many countries, north, south, east and west, but I think part of the responsibility of governments, of international organizations like the United Nations, is to talk about these things and reach out to the public through the media, through social media, through technical articles, whatever it is, to demonstrate what actually happened. We often talk about one of the key results of Paris is the signal to the market of the direction of lower carbon, zero net emission society that we have to go toward. But this signal, we have to talk about it, otherwise the signal is not heard. So that's our responsibility to make sure that everybody knows, whether it's in Bangladesh or in Burkina Faso or in the United States.
Lastly, after 1 year, you've come to the end of your mandate as Assistant Secretary General on Climate Change. Did you accomplish what you'd hoped to accomplish when you took on this office?
I think the answer is very clearly yes. The purpose of my being here was to support the Secretary General and to help to make sure that we get a good agreement in Paris. And that agreement is there. And of course, that agreement was neither mine nor the Secretary General's single contribution. It was a contribution of all the member states, the French hosts, but we also contributed to that, and I think we can feel good about it.
Can you tell us about some of the most challenging moments along the way over the past year, or some lessons learned?
I think 364 days of this year were very challenging because really, as we were building up toward Paris, the more the time went on, the more challenges came out of the closet. But then by the time we got to Paris, I think it was all sort of coming together. And of course, in the last minute, there were still challenges. Will this country accept? Will that country accept? But at the end, it all came together.